let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to share her travel adventures. And she's on quite an adventure on board Holland America's Zuiderdam. And each week we'd like to find out where she's been, what she's been up to. Hi, Onanta, where are you today?
We just pulled into Colombo, Sri Lanka. So Sri Lanka has always been a bucket list item for me or destination. So I'm very excited to explore it. So next week I'll share how I did and what I saw and was it worthy of a bucket list, which I'm thinking it is going to be.
Yeah, you never want to be disappointed with something you get really excited about, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it exactly. So it's since we last talked, I think last time when we talked, we were just pulling into Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. And Malaysia, I love. It's like the country is just a contrast of so many different things. Like it's a blending of people and culture, like Indian, Malay, Chinese. And then from that, you get the beautiful food. Like the food's amazing here. And then, you know, exploring Kuala Lumpur, you see that in their architecture. And I went on a tour and some of the sites that we did see included like a photo stop at the King's Palace, and it's the official residence of His Majesty the King of Malaysia, and it's a beautiful stately mansion set within this landscape garden. Like you can't go in past the gates where there's guards that are similar to guards at Buckingham Palace, just dressed up in their finery. A beautiful opportunity to see just what the palace looks like. It's gilded in gold. It's quite lovely. And then we went to and had a photo stop at the National Mosque. And this is where they have like an expression of, traditional Islamic art and calligraphy and ornaments. And, there's like a minaret that towers right, like quite high over its umbrella-like roof. And it's located adjacent to the, old railway station. And this is really quite grand. And this is where you're going to see, I'm not going to say this right, Mughali architecture, which features seven stately minarets. It's really quite lovely. And then we went to Independence Square. And here you're going to see, it's like the former, playing field of like the Royal Single Glore Club. It's like a cricket club, I'm thinking, because it was huge like a cricket, where you play cricket matches. And this is where the square is where like they have important events that are held, such as like National Day, celebration and street parades. So it's quite beautiful. Like I say, the architecture was really neat. Like another amazing building is like it's now serving as the government administration during the British era, the Sultan Abdul Saman building. And then there's the Cathedral of St. Mary the Virgin and Anglican Church that's nearby. So you can see all the different influences of occupation that were in Malaysia. And it's funny how in different places, they always blame somebody. In here, they blame the British for different things. So it's kind of interesting. And then we went to a site where we could see the Petronas Twin Towers. And they were once the tallest buildings in the world. And it's like a six-story shopping mall located at the bottom of the towers. And this is where we ended the tour, and then we headed back to the ship. And then the next day we went to Langkawi. And so there's 99 islands that make up like Langkawi. And we went to Palu Langkawi, which is the largest island. And this is where like the cruise ships call. It's at Porto Malay, and where ferries and flights arrive from the Malaysian mainland. So it's a beautiful island. It's in the Andaman Sea, and it's home to about 95,000 people. So it isn't huge. It does have a good infrastructure of hotels and international and Malayan restaurants. And what you can hear, you know, some of the guests on board went to the beaches, Some went scuba diving just offshore. We went and saw this where the like shopping where the boutique goods are. And then we went up this cable car and got this beautiful overview of the jungle and the mountains and just the island in general. We did visit a Taoist temple, and then when we or a temple in general, because there's lots of temples and different religious structures that you can view, because it is a very religious country, right? So the opportunity to see different cultures is definitely something that I think is one of the major draws of Malaysia. And then after Malaysia, we went to Singapore, you know, a very tiny city, country, very clean. I don't know if you remember or you hear different, like you can't chew gum here. You're not going to get caned or thrown in jail, but they really pride themselves on being clean and no rubbish. And the reason why they say no, no chewing gum is that they use people, would put the gum in where the train's doors would close. So that would affect the efficiency. Yeah, of their time, you know, their trains, and they're very focused on being efficient here. A great country. Again, a lot of influence of different cultures. we went to a temple here. Then we went on a 30-minute like riverboat cruise, and this went through the heart of the city. So you could see, like how it, you, like all the big buildings that are here, the amazing, hotels that you can see right from the river. There's this beautiful, statue of this like lion, and he's shooting water into the river. It's called the Merlon Fountain. And then you can catch a glimpse of, it's quite famous, the, Marina Bay Sands Hotel. So lots of opportunity to see restaurants and wine bars. It's a nice way to kind of see the city other than doing like a city tour on a bus, from a different perspective, being on the river. One of the things that you're going to find in these countries, it's hot and steamy. So you really do have to put on the sunscreen and wear hat and bring lots of water to hydrate yourself. So keep that in mind, because when you come back and you know, you might not have done a lot, but you feel kind of drained and you might need a nap.
Or it does at least wear a dip you out. In the pool.
And then from the river cruise, like we continued and we went into the colonial district, and it's known as Old Singapore. And this is where you'll see like City Hall and St. Andrew's Cathedral, and taking in some great architecture from the past. Like, it's amazing. And then from a street called Arab Street, like, it was an opportunity to photograph the it's a gold dome Sultan Mosque. And then you drive by Raffles Hotel, and this is named after the British founder of modern day Singapore, Sir Stamford Raffles. And this is property is probably one of the old's finest and most famous hotels. It's actually owned by or run by Accor brands. And I don't know if our listeners know, but there's an iconic doorman. It's always a Sikh, and he's dressed up in his turban, and that's like one of the mainstay and attractions of the hotel. So he knows it, and they pose quite beautifully for pictures. So check into my Facebook and my Instagram pages, because I do have a little write-up on him and a picture of the one I saw that day. I was just saying, I'm very privileged to be on this voyage. It's actually the third Hall in America World Grand Voyage, but there's also lots of opportunity for charitable initiatives on board. And one I wanted to just showcase was, it's called Project Linus Blanket Showcase. So throughout the cruise, since I boarded in Sydney, there was different times where people, men and women, would get together in the mornings, and they would just knit these blankets. And these blankets were it's a mission to provide love and comfort to seriously ill children. And then the special blankets are also sold in an auction for money for the yarn. So you don't have to bring any balls of yarn on board. They had boxes of different color yarn that you could pick and choose. And I put on my Facebook and Instagram pages just some fun facts about how long it takes to make it and how many blankets were made during different years of on board with Holland America. And then we're also going to have a silent auction. So people would donate different things. I don't know if they brought it while they're at destinations on the, or they brought it with them. Like one of the items is Canadian maple syrup, and you just silent auction. And it would be, the money raised is for education and a school in Wallace Bay in Namibia. We're not going to Namibia, but that's one of the chosen charities of Holland America. And I think that's quite important as travelers that, yeah, we are really privileged. We live in an amazing country that I'm very grateful to be a citizen of. And but we also have to respect that not everybody has our opportunities. And, you know, whatever you can do along the way, whether at home or traveling, is appreciated.
That's a good idea. It's a great idea. So good. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. So great trip so far. Absolutely.
It sounds like it. This is, I'm thinking, third or fourth week now. So I'm just curious about the onboard experience. Do you lose track of the days yet, days of the week, or has it become sea day, port day?
Oh, no, it's absolutely, because I'm still working remotely. So as you had mentioned at the beginning, I'm living in the future, right? So when I'm with my clients, it's like, I have to remember that it's the day before for them when I'm talking to them or I'm sending them emails or, you know, wishing them a good weekend. Well, maybe it's not the weekend yet, you know, kind of like that. But yeah, it's maybe if I wasn't working remotely, it wouldn't, I wouldn't be so cognizant of the time zone difference. My partner, he says that it just blends in one day to another.
It
so,
does.
Yeah, so I would say it's your perspective.
The only reason why I say that is because as a crew member, Monday to Friday was non-existent. It was sea day, port day, turnaround day.
Yeah.
So whatever day that had to be, that was it, right? So, and I'm also curious too, have you had the same meal twice now or is the same menu?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Because eventually I would think they'd have to recycle the menu after a while.
Yes, there is. There's always the classics, like, you know, if you wanted your steak or your Caesar salad or your shrimp cocktail. And then yesterday in the Lido market, they had the taste of Mumbai, which was just yummy. So they do try to be flavorful depending on the destination that you're in. You would ask me what kind of things are happening on board. So yesterday they had like on your floor where you can meet your neighbors and the various team members of Holland America, including the captain and the general manager. In your state reporter, and then they would have complimentary drinks called Zings, wine, nuts, and you bring your own glass. It's just a chance to meet, like our captain is Captain Frank, and and they just go around and say hello, and then you say hello to your neighbors if you haven't really known them yet. So that's something to do. Every sea day around 2 o'clock, there's an opportunity to meet in the Lido market, and they give, and it's like a craft thing that you do where they give out little bags and you could either make like a little picture or you could make a necklace, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of things to do. I didn't do anything, and I, when my partner went to the gym, I watched the movie. I watched Conclave. So, Conclave, it was good.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah, so there's something to do or not to do.
Mm-hmm. So what's the week ahead? Where are you headed for?
So we are today in Colombo, Sri Lanka, and then we're going mm-hmm. to Maldives. So that's quite interesting. I just wanted to share with you too. So there are like opportunities for people when they're at destination or on the cruise, they can actually do overnights at different places. So some people today are leaving Sri Lanka. They're flying to see the Taj Mahal in Agra. And mm-hmm. then they're going to go to Dubai and then they're going to come back to the ship. Wow. So it's quite interesting what you can do. Other people are just going when they're in the Maldives, they're going to stay in the Maldives for a couple of days, maybe 2 to 3 days, and they go to a resort there and stay there. So there's opportunity to do like mini vacations with this cruise, like with packages. Mm-hmm. One thing as your favorite travel advisor, I'm going to tell you is when you look on it, it's your short excursions that you can pre-book ahead of time. Now they're priced in US dollars and they're not cheap. So do ask your travel advisor for a comparison for what you could do in Canadian dollars from their perspective, booking it for you to do the same thing.
Yeah, good point. Especially the way the dollar is these days. And I would think too, like if you're booking this cruise 6 months out, who knows what the dollar is going to be 6 months from now. So maybe you might want to book as much as you can now before gambling on the dollar being worse when you're on board.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's just something. Because it was like, when I look at the prices, I thought, you know, I think it's fun and it's a really good thing to do, but you do have to manage the cost properly. And your travel mm-hmm. agent can help you with that.
Cool. Well, it is an amazing adventure. And we're following you on Facebook and Instagram and X at Onanta Forbes and your website, onantaforbes.com. So we'll continue to do that. Look forward to more of your adventures and we'll be chatting with you next week.
You bet. Thank you.